This is the sound of a twin-engine King Air taking off, like the one piloted by two Washington State troopers on the afternoon of Wednesday, June 8th. The Washington State Patrol owns a small fleet of planes that state agencies and officials can charter. The King Air can carry up to 7 passengers, but on that day there were just 2 on board, Lands Commissioner Peter Goldmark and his communications director, Sandra Kaiser.
Our target's out there at about 10 o'clock position.
The flight from Olympia to Vancouver, British Columbia, took about an hour. Over the next day and a half, the Lands Commissioner met with the U.S. Consul General, spoke at a firefighter's breakfast, and talked to graduate students in forestry. The next afternoon, the State Patrol plane returned to Vancouver to take the two back to Olympia. The State Patrol later billed the Department of Natural Resources $6,068.32 for that round trip.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
This is Republican State Representative Joel Kretz.
I'm sitting here thinking of how many fire hoses could we buy for that, you know?
Kretz is a Northeast Washington rancher who's been a critic of the Department of Natural Resources' firefighting efforts. Goldmark oversees the DNR, and it's more than 5 million acres of state land. We also asked former Commissioner of Public Lands, Brian Boyle, also a Republican, about the chartered flight to Vancouver. He calls Goldmark a pretty scrupulous guy, but says...
No, I wouldn't do that.
How come?
The idea that the State Patrol was going to do 2 round trips to get me there, I wouldn't allow that.
But Goldmark defends taking the charter flight to Vancouver.
I thought it was appropriate to use those resources, those state resources, to lessen the amount of time that I would be engaged in transit.
The trip to Vancouver, BC is the most expensive of more than 40 trips Commissioner Goldmark has taken aboard State Patrol aircraft during his second term. Average cost per trip, about $2,000. The only elected official to fly more is Governor Jay Inslee. He logged over 120 flights during the same time period. Records show the only other statewide elected official to charter a State Patrol plane during this time was Secretary of State Kim Wyman. She flew twice. As for Goldmark, records reveal that his use of chartered planes increased dramatically from just 2 trips in 2013 to 17 trips in 2015. Goldmark says that's in part because of back-to-back record fire seasons.
So that's been a very important uptick in my need for travel.
Our analysis shows about half of Goldmark's chartered flights have been to rural eastern Washington communities not served by commercial air carriers. But he's also flown in State Patrol aircraft to places like Spokane, Pullman, and Walla Walla that are served by Alaska or Horizon. Goldmark says he flies commercially when convenient. He also sometimes flies himself. He's a licensed pilot with his own plane. But Goldmark makes no apologies for using state planes to fly him out of Olympia to save time, even on short hops around Puget Sound.
I don't think that the people of the state of Washington want me stranded on I-5 as opposed to pursuing their good work.
Goldmark also notes that up until 2009, his agency had its own King airplane at a cost of about $500,000 a year. The legislature forced the sale of the King Air during the Great Recession, a move Goldmark opposed, but now he says it's saving taxpayers hundreds of thousands of dollars.
We've tightened the belt there, we sold the aircraft, and we've been using the King Air and the remainder of the State Patrol aircraft very judiciously.
A trip aboard a chartered state plane usually begins at the Olympia Airport. In the State Patrol's gleaming hangar, there are 2 King Airs, plus a single-engine Cessna. Lieutenant Jim Nobach says a State Patrol flight can cut a 2 or 3 day business trip down to just 1.
We mainly leave it up to the state agencies to figure out what makes the best business sense for them, whether they fly commercial or they fly us.
Republican State Representative Joel Kretz says he's not going to second-guess Goldmark's flying habits, but he adds the cost and the optics matter, especially since Goldmark has been warning that his agency doesn't have enough money to combat the threat of wildfires.
You've got to make sure that agency looks pretty tight and clean and frugal to have much sympathy in the legislature.
Goldmark leaves office in January. His successor is Democrat Hillary Franz, who did not respond to our requests for comment. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.